Let's go!
To Radio Radio.
Silent night, promising night. All was cool, prospects were bright. Then we ran into some pigs on their meat. They chased us right down.
Ho, ho, ho!
Season's greetings, pop pickers, and welcome along to Radio Radio, an occasional series of podcasts presented by me, Gareth Jones, from my cold, damp flat in Bristol in the UK. And I'm very excited because this is my Christmas special. Now, it's something I look forward to, basically, for the remaining 11 months of the year, because I collect indie and alternative Christmas records. So once a year, I get to whip them out, get out my bulging sack, and let you have a good look at my records. And we had two to start the show there. First up was, there was the whole craze of mashups a few years ago. People still make them, but for a while it was a really big thing. There was a couple of particularly famous ones. Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana, mashed up with Destiny's Child, Bootylicious. I think it was just called Smells Like Bootylicious. That's usually the kind of thing they would do when they combine the names. There was also The Strokes and Christina Aguilera. It was Genie in the Bottle and Hard to Explain. I think those were mixed together. So it was a big craze. A lot of DJs would combine two records and cut them up together. So you'd have the backing track of one song with the lyrics of another. Well, there's a band in San Francisco called Smash Up Derby, and they actually do a live mashup. That's their thing. They perform live, they play with a live band, they play the tune, and then obviously they have different lyrics. If you go to their website, which is smashupderby.com, they've got things like they're doing Franz Ferdinand, the backing track of Franz Ferdinand, mixed with the lyrics of Talking Heads. They've got the Eurythmics with the White Stripes. It's the tune of Seven Nation Army with the lyrics of Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams. It works quite well. But they're a live band. It's not the original records mixed together. It's actually them playing live, playing the tune, singing the songs. And we had them at the start of the show doing the Ramones in the tune, but obviously a Christmas song in the lyrics. Christmas Bop from Smash Up Derby. As I say, they're a live mashup band. There's various free downloads on their site, so probably worth having a look at. Smashupderby.com. And that was followed by, well, a mysterious band, a band of mystery, called Masked Intruder. And as their name suggests, they wear masks. They all wear coloured masks, and nobody knows the true identity of the band. We know that they're an American punk pop band. I mean, that's quite obvious by the sound they make. But apart from that, they're American, they play punk pop. That's all we know. Nobody knows their name, nobody knows where they live. They are the Masked Intruders, and that was their version of Silent Night. So, welcome along, it's Radio Radio, it's the Christmas special. Woo! I wish I had some party poppers and kazoos and blowers or something, but I have invited lots of celebrity guests, and they should be turning up any moment now. I mean, they should have been here a while ago, But there is one special guest that's joined me, sat in the corner, eating. Well, he would do, wouldn't he? It's the one and only Mr. Brian Blessed. Yes, Brian Blessed is here at my Christmas special, and he's going to be singing for you. What are you going to sing, Brian? What's that? He's going to be singing the big Christmas hit by the Spice Girls. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brian Blessed with his version of Two Become One.
Like I've never needed love before. I had a little love, now I'm back for more. Are you as good as I remember, baby? Get it on, because tonight is the night when two become one.
Oh, what an absolutely amazing start to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much there to Brian Blessed performing the Spice Girls' Two Become One. And that was one of the songs not featured in Costa Coffee's Most Hated Songs of All Time. I don't know if you read this, but Costa Coffee, they asked their customers what Christmas songs they hate. A quick survey was carried out with some interesting results. For example, in at number 5 of the most hated songs, according to Costa Coffee customers, Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas Is You. I mean, come on, that is an absolute Christmas classic, even if you don't like Mariah Carey. I mean, there's a couple of good things about her. Even if you're not a Mariah Carey fan, that is an absolute Christmas classic. I mean, it could have been produced by Phil Spector before he committed the murder, obviously. But yeah, it's an absolute classic. So to call that a most hated Christmas song, that's ridiculous. Also, we have The Waitresses and at number 3. At number 3, not even at number 10. In at number 3, The Waitresses, Christmas Rapping. That is regarded by Costa Coffee as one of the most hated Christmas songs of all time. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, so I don't agree with this survey at all. However, in at number 1, it's the one and only the most hated Christmas song of all time, according to Costa Coffee customers, and it's hard to say Costa Coffee customers, believe me, is Mistletoe and Wine by Sir Cliff Richard. Now, my heart goes out to Cliff, because most of the year he gets completely ignored on the radio, gets completely ignored in the shops. At least once a year he can think, ah, oh, I can sit on my big fat pension because I know Mistletoe and Wine is going to get played. Well, Costa Coffee, they hate it. I really feel sorry for Cliff. So, I tell you what, this is a show that plays indie alternative Christmas songs, but I'm going to bend the rules. I'm going to play Cliff. Stuff you, Costa Coffee. Up yours, because Radio Radio supports Cliff Richard. So here it is. It's that magical record. Cliff Richard, Mistletoe and Wine.
Christmas time, a time for taking, a time for deceiving, a time to rejoice in the hating and fighting we see. Christmas time.
Christians on the fire.
Christians on the fire. And children on the fire. The child is aglow.
Well, he may be banned by Costa Coffee, but he's certainly not banned on this show. Oh no. There he is, Sir Cliff Richard, with Mistletoe and Wine. In a slightly alternative, edited version. But, you know, time is precious on the show. We can't play the whole thing. So, have you got yourself a Cliff Richard calendar yet? The 2014 Cliff calendar. They are selling like hotcakes. Not the biggest selling calendar. At the number one position is One Direction. Probably no surprise. But coming up from behind, straight into the number two slot, is Cliff Richard. Yes, the second biggest selling calendar for 2014 is Cliff Richard. And let me tell you, turn to August or July and, you would, you certainly would. So, how are you getting on with your Christmas shopping? How's it all coming along? I've got most of it, but still got a few bits to get. And I've run out of money. This is the problem this time of year. I am now really skint. I got my mum the new Nigella Lawson cookbook. It's quite good. The thing is, most of the pages, it's lots and lots of pictures, just a couple of lines. Yeah, not a lot on there. And for my dad, what did I get my dad? I got him a new Comic Relief DVD. And it said on the back, all the profits go to nuclear arms and tobacco. So that's nice to know. Money is running out. Money is very tight. Money's too tight to mention, in the words of Mick Hucknall. And so I'm going to have to get a few little bits in a certain shop on the high street that we all know and we probably all go into, but we don't like to admit to it. Now, I'm not even talking about Aldi. I'm talking about somewhere else. And I think Wild Billy Childish and the Lancashire Hotpots will be able to tell you exactly what I mean.
You're tuned to Radio Radio with Gareth Jones.
You're right, Bob here. Let me tell you about my missy. She proper does my head in. Absolutely in cloud cuckoo land where money's concerned. Have a listen to this. Well, my wife has that female disease. She thinks that money grows on trees. She never stops to think who pays the bills.
Pays the bills.
She might love them, but I hate those. Posh supermarkets like the Waitrose. I need cheaper shops to get my thrills. Oh, my wife, her royal highness, she likes her Tesco finest, but my bank account don't like her fancy ways.
Don't like her ways.
As I sit here proper brassic, thought I'd write myself a classic about the store I found where shopping really pays. I'm going to Poundland.
He's going to Poundland.
It's the best shop in the land. I'm going to Poundland.
He's going to Poundland.
Won't you understand? Don't shop at those posh stores. It doesn't make sense. Cause nothing you buy costs more than 100 pence.
100 pence. Get everything you need for that. Maybe not a car.
Her indoor, she lives beyond our means. I can just afford a tin of beans. Yet she wants Marks and Sparks every day.
Every day.
She needs to stop it, needs to get a grip. I need to take a shopping trip to the best value store around our way. And they're on your street, they're on my street, they're on each and every high street. They make shopping so much fun for you and me.
For you and me.
I have never felt more alive. You don't spend more than a fiver. Let me tell you, Cockers, where's the place to be? I'm going to Poundland.
He's going to Poundland.
It's the best shop in the land. I'm going to Poundland.
He's going to Poundland.
Won't you understand? Don't shop at those posh stores. It doesn't make sense. Cause nothing you buy costs more than 100 pence.
Right, walk past booths, we're not going in there. Right, in here. 10 AA batteries.
Just a pound.
Some rubbish CDs.
Just a pound.
50 wooden pegs.
Just a pound.
3 Cadbury's cream eggs.
Just a pound.
A slotted spoon.
Just a pound.
A big pack of balloons.
Just a pound.
A cleaning mitt.
Just a pound.
A nasal hair removal
I'm
kit.
Going to Poundland.
He's going to Poundland.
The best shop in the land. I'm going to Poundland.
He's going to Poundland.
Cockers, won't you understand? Go shop at those posh stores. It doesn't make sense. Cause nothing you buy costs more than 100 pence. Oh, right, that nasal air removal kit. I'm gonna get that you for Christmas. It's like a forest up there.
What? Pound Bakery? Get in.
Yup, by gum. From Lancashire, those are the Lancashire hot pots. I'll have an hot pot, please, Betty. Oh, Betty's dead, isn't she? Sorry, Betty. Those are the Lancashire hot pots with going to Poundland. And believe you and me, I'm going to be going to Poundland over the next few days because I've pretty much run out of money. So if you're a friend or a family member and I do get you a present from Poundland, just remember, it's the thoughtlessness that counts. And before that, we had Poundland Christmas from Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians. And Billy Childish had just put out a double 7-inch pack and a DVD for Christmas. It's called Christmas 1979, and you get a green and red vinyl double 7-inch and a DVD of a Christmas film made by Billy Childish. And personally, I can't think of anything better on Christmas morning, unwrapping your presents to find a release by the miserable Billy Childish. That'll really get you in the festive spirit. But if you fancy getting yourself a copy of that, it's a double 7-inch and a DVD available from Damaged Goods Records, and it's limited to 300 copies, so you better be quick. That's damagedgoods.co.uk. So it's Radio Radio, it's the Christmas special. Woo! And, you know, I haven't told you what's coming up on the show, have I? What's coming up on the show, I hear you ask? Well, very soon I'm going to be speaking to Rebecca and Charles from Slow Club. Now, Slow Club go out on tour every December playing Christmas shows because a few years ago they released a Christmas EP. Now, it's all very, very lovely and wonderful, but actually getting hold of a physical copy of that Christmas EP nowadays is pretty much impossible by love nor money, as we will be discussing a little bit later. So if you have a copy, stick it on eBay, you could make yourself a fortune. And then later in the programme, I'll be speaking to Rachel Nyman. Now, Rachel runs a small indie label called Cherry Egg Records. They've put out releases by the Lovely Eggs, amongst other bands. And every December, they release an indie Christmas compilation album called A Very Cherry Christmas. And would you believe, this year, it's released its 9th volume. For 9 years, she's been getting indie bands to write and record Christmas songs. That really is quite an achievement. So I'll be speaking to Rachel later all about the compilation series and about Christmas music in general. But coming up next will be our chat with Rebecca and Charles from Slow Club. But first, this is a chap who's part of a movement called Steampunk. I'm not particularly familiar with steampunk, I must admit. But this is all about, office affairs, Christmas affairs, things that shouldn't happen at Christmas but quite often do. This is Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer, with Adultery at Christmas.
So set about sending out an invitation to home for a Christmas soiree. Well, you'll be sorry. You see your wife is chaste. Well, she's more like Mata Hari. It's traditional to eat mince pies and such, but an additional treat for me is much more festive. In a carnal sense, while you and Arnold spent chow down on armor's bench, I shall slip away from the turgid groom of your 30s room and your wife consume. As you pontificate over your life in doom, me and your trouble and strife do the old boom boom. You can wait in vain under the mistletoe. This'll go down like a little hoe drowning an awkward. £4 less for Sherry will get you mark. Well, do I give a damn?
The love is better than your husband's waiting on room. So I might just visit some lottery at Christmas with you. I just might. He's sick to a die from drinking cheap Sherry as you. So I might just visit some lottery at Christmas with you.
Want your wife to act like a terrible whore, then you must try not to be such a terrible bore. I bear no animosity toward you, just a sense of regret, but I've done nothing illegal yet. The gift I give to your Christmas crib is for women's lip. Now don't hit my lip. Your wife does please me, but bounding ain't easy. When it's over garden fences, it makes me quite queasy. A cricket bat's for sport, not for violence and the like. And isn't that the chain from your pedal bike? Well, I'd like to hang around and shoot the breeze, but I've become rather attached to my knees. Yes, I've shared Christmas kisses with your pissed up missus, and I see that your wishes that I sleep with the fishes, but I'm sure that you and your wife will be perfectly fine. We're in the hen counties, have a go on mine.
The turkey's basted and your husband's waited on room. So I might just visit some lottery at Christmas with you. I just might. He's sick to a die from drinking cheap sherry and stew. So I might just visit some lottery at Christmas with you.
Come on, old chap, on, old chap.
Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer, with Adultery at Christmas. You're listening to Radio Radio. It's the Christmas special with me, Gareth Jones. And now we'll get to hear from Rebecca and Charles from Slow Club. Well, it's definitely beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Rebecca and Charles from Slow Club, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I know it's not quite Christmas yet, but let's pretend.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful. You do a tour every year. You do some Christmas shows. I don't know many... I use the word indie. I don't know many indie bands that do that. Obviously, Roy Wood goes out every year, but
does he?
Gary Glitter used to, but not so much these days.
We don't talk about Gary. He's out of the Christmas circle now.
Another Rock and Roll Christmas isn't on any Christmas compilations anymore.
It's funny that, isn't it?
I was about to say something. What was it? You really threw me off with Gary Glitter. Dumber, continue.
I think I have a habit of just bringing nutrients into conversations. Yeah. I'll say one more thing. Rolf Harris isn't in Panto this year either. So.
He's not, no.
But yeah, you...
No,
yeah.
He isn't.
But you did, obviously, you did a Christmas show, and then it's become an annual thing. Mm-hmm. So was that... Did you just enjoy it so much the first time you thought, let's make this a... You don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, the Christmas album we made was just a sort of thing to do at the time, back in the days when we had time on our hands. And then it's gone on from there, and people seem to like tradition and repetition of ideas. And so there's been a few people that want to come and see us every Christmas, so it's a nice thing to do. We're not particularly Christmassy or bothered about it anymore, though, which is a shame.
It's a fairly bleak Christmas album in many ways.
Yeah. most of our songs are bleak.
True. Melancholy.
When we're out in the market and out on the streets, I've got a pocket full of problems and a pocket full of seeds, hoping something good might grow out of this mistletoe, and I won't have to erase your memory.
I like the way that our arguments stop when we fall asleep, and the way that your body feels when it's wrapped around me, and I'd like it if you made it to mine by Christmas Eve so you can hold me.
And we'll watch Christmas TV.
And it all started with Christmas TV. That was the first track you actually did.
Yeah.
About coming together, hopefully meeting up at Christmas.
Yeah.
So Christmas Day, you can choose your ideal kind of TV schedule.
Oof. Mm. Like 24-hour Coronation Street episode, time-lapse, featuring me as the new character on the street. How about you, Charles?
Probably Crocodile Dundee, all of them.
All in a row?
Yeah, definitely. Probably watch the second one twice. And then, did you ever, they did a Crocodile Dundee 4 without Paul Hogan.
I've not seen any Crocodile Dundee.
Missing a treat.
I don't know.
It's great. What do you reckon, Crocodile Dundee?
Any Bond films?
I mean, Bond's, anything up until Roger Moore, I don't go out for Roger Moore. Unless, A View to a Kill's alright, but apart from that, I'm not really into it.
And a comedy Christmas special?
Maybe we were actually talking about Planes, Trains and Automobiles today. Maybe go for that. Yeah, it's quite funny, isn't it?
Do you remember sleigh riding in the snow and dancing all night? And baby, please come home. Today's celebration is bittersweet. There's mothers and children in the street.
The Christmas EP is probably unintentionally is a tribute to Darlene Love in many ways. There's latter period Darlene Love and early Darlene Love.
That was kind of because of Home Alone, the second one.
Yeah, it was a happy coincidence that made it cohesive, which, maybe we shouldn't be telling people it was an accident. But, yeah, they're both just brilliant songs. They're both the best Christmas songs that there are, really, I think. So
they're both exactly the same as well. They're very, very similar. Like, they're the same chord progressions.
Which, like Slow Club.
Yeah.
I have a terrible confession, which I didn't know when I was growing up as a child. I didn't know the original. I knew from watching Gremlins, hearing the U2 version, which is nothing to be proud of.
Is that okay, a Baby Please Come Home?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Don't feel too bad about that. I think U2 have got two really good songs.
Which ones?
You've got to get yourself together. That one. And With or Without You is lovely.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Come on.
I've not listened to it.
With or Without You. With or Without You.
That's a good
one. That's my Bono version.
Bloody Bodo.
Anyway, sorry, we digress.
I don't think your Christmas EP is available anymore. You should repress it.
Really?
A friend was asking for a copy. And I looked it up to buy it for him as a Christmas present. I had to write this down because I don't remember. Mm. Play.com. £42.59.
Really? Like, as it should be.
Amazon, £39.99. They're always cheaper than
Play. Really? Isn't that weird?
Well, I've got about 400 copies in paperback.
we should sell it for £30. Well,
if you text me your address, I'll give you three. I'll give you the whole box
we'll just sell it on the tour. Have you got some?
I don't know, probably.
We probably should get some.
Yeah. I do see them. They're kind of scattered around my house. You know, some people have books to make their house look like intellectually stimulating. I've just got copies of our album. It's a shit business.
But you can't get it anywhere.
That's so bizarre.
Maybe try Moshi Moshi. You'd be able to get it from them.
I've got a download, which was $1.99.
Was it really? But, I know that they've got copies in the office, actually. So
we'll sort that out for you. Friend, we'll get you one anyway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and Phil Spector. He's obviously going to have a nice Christmas this year.
Yes, what's happened to him? Has he been naughty boy as well?
He's in jail, I think, for killing his wife.
Oh, dear.
19 years, I believe.
It's not long enough.
I suppose I ought to mention you're doing some shows now as a duo, as you originally started,
yes.
And then you're doing the full band shows. So what was the reason to go back and do a few shows as you began?
We did a couple like this at the beginning of the year. It was just really nice to go back to basics, really, and it was more about the singing than anything else, and kind of feel like we just got really excited about singing harmonies again, so, and we don't have to carry loads of gear.
Not carrying gear. Less people to pay.
I was about to say, you don't have to divide the money between so many people. That's a bonus.
Touring in a car, getting one travel lodge room, getting to sing and not having to shout over people talking or tweeting. It's nice because everyone's shamed into being silent. It's very enjoyable for us.
A more attentive audience.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. And it's just like, I think it's special for, well, not special, but be interesting if you're a local fan, I think, to come and see us do this tour. And then obviously we'll be ready to be a full band again.
Yeah.
I hope we can just carry on doing one on one off, because it is like touring, you know, like when you said this yesterday, put a computer game on and it's usually on like medium, but then you suddenly and you change it to easy. Didn't realise you could change it to easy. It's like doing that, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy.
I do.
But it's like that computer game with no matter how far you drive, you never see the horizon.
Just, what is the horizon, Charles? Death.
Yeah, death.
The first time I saw you was back along as a duo. I think you were blowing in glass bottles.
Don't. There was a girl who thought things were fun.
And you had a MySpace page with no songs on it, I remember that.
Cool, indeed.
What?
No songs on it.
We did.
Initially, you had a MySpace page set up, but you had no songs on there.
Because we were cool and
I don't remember that.
And I think I went up to you and said, can I buy a CD? And you said, no, but I've got some custom bags.
Oh, yeah, I would have done. I made bags. Imagine how much I wouldn't do that now.
Are you not making any of your Christmas gifts?
No. Any time, spare time, I watch the television, like all good people. I don't make bags for our band anymore. joking. But I'm not joking. I mean, I do care about our band, is what I'm not enough to glue felts and handbags anymore.
Your mother's heart is bursting for me as we sit by her impressive tree. Her heart is open, but mine it is torn. For her firstborn, it's Christmas, and you're boring me now. What can I possibly do? You've made me happy, but you don't excite me. I'll wait till New Year's to tell you we're through. This Christmas the bells ring out of tune.
I'm sure you've been asked this probably loads, so sorry to ask you
Doug
again.
Doug Radcliffe.
Yes.
Yes.
For anybody that doesn't know, yeah, she's had a couple of showbiz cameos. Also... Mackenzie Crook. which I will have to say is Gareth from The Office, which I'm sure he must hate. He's done other things as well. Mm-hmm. They both appeared in your videos. How did that come about? Ask you for the millionth time.
Asked Mackenzie Crook, because he was in a play with my friend, and the idea for the video, we needed an actor, and he sort of was perfect for it. And same with Daniel, we needed an actor. He likes our band, and obviously he's super famous, and it was an interesting idea to have someone like that in a video like it ended up being. And he enjoyed himself. I think actors probably quite like getting 3 minutes to perform just them, and that's what a music video can be. We're very lucky. But also I think they both do a really good job, but didn't want it to just be a cheap trick, just getting a famous person in a video so we get more views. Obviously, that's why
it probably helps. Do it.
Yeah, no, but I think that they're both starting up as good videos on their own anyway, without that.
I'll end by asking, I don't know, you're probably not actually big Christmas fans, but if you're picking your favourite Christmas song, that's not yours.
the Baby Please Come Home, I think, is my favourite one. But what about you?
I like the Slade one.
I like the Slade
one. Slade one's a good tune, isn't it? It's Christmas.
Yes.
Slade.
It never goes away. So.
It doesn't, no. My girlfriend went to school with Noddy Holder's daughter, mm-hmm. and Noddy was at her graduation.
I said, you've graduated.
It's the simple things that mean the most. The insincere tone of the host. Sending me back to the wall. If only they had installed a door. I'd run straight through to you and see if there was still a possibility. On Christmas, thanks for nothing. You made a dollar out of me.
Finishing there with a clip from the title track of their Christmas EP, Christmas Thanks for Nothing, from the Christmas Thanks for Nothing EP. Thanks there to Slow Club, and as I say, getting hold of a physical copy of that EP these days is pretty remote, but you can still buy it from iTunes, Amazon, Play.com, all the usual places, as a download. This is Radio Radio, my name's Gareth Jones, it's the Christmas special. Woo! Woo! Very exciting. And very shortly, I'll be in conversation with Rachel Nyman, who runs Cherry Aid Records. We'll be talking about her compilation series, A Very Cherry Christmas. But first, a couple more tunes. After a 5-year hiatus, it's been a long time, lo-fi indie performers Boy Racer have released a brand new Christmas EP. Now, personally, I think if I was in a band and I disappeared for 5 years, the first thing I'd do when I come back after 5 years probably wouldn't be a Christmas EP. But anyway, thanks for them for doing it. So nice gesture. Completely free, available from jenandstew.com. That's JenandStew. jenandstew.com. If you go to the shop page on there, you can get yourself the Boy Racer Christmas EP. They've also covered Hard Candy Christmas, which was originally by Dolly Parton, and a song called Joy, which I'm less familiar with, by Tracy Thorn, because Tracy Thorn put out a Christmas album last year, which is one that I don't own, considering I own hundreds and hundreds of Christmas CDs and Christmas albums. I don't actually have the Tracy Thorn album. I probably should get it. But we're not going to hear Hard Candy Christmas or Joy. Instead, we're going to hear Boy Racer with their version of the Shona Knife classic. This is Boy Racer covering Shona Knife's Space Christmas.
Merry Christmas, happy Christmas, merry Christmas, happy new year. Merry Hello, I'm Naoko from Shonen Knife, and you are listening to Radio Radio.
Osaka, Japan, that's my very good friends, Shonen Knife. I say they're my good friends. I've met them about four times, but, you know, I don't suppose they remember my name. Shonen Knife with their version of We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and that was the B-side of a single they released last year called Sweet Christmas. And I think you can still buy it. It was released in the UK on Dan Abley on white 7-inch vinyl, and you get a download code with it, so even if you don't own a record player, it's still worth having. Just look at it. It's a lovely piece of 7-inch vinyl. White, it looks like a 7-inch snowball. Lovely. And I spoke to Naoko, the lead singer of Shonen Knife, on last year's edition of Radio Radio on the Christmas podcast from last year. So if you missed it, you can still listen. It's still available. Go to radioradiopodcast.podomatic.com, radioradiopodcast.podomatic.com, and it was the third programme, Radio Radio number 3, the third edition, last year's Christmas special. You can hear me chatting to Naoko from Shonen Knife. And before that, we had a Shonen Knife song, Space Christmas, covered by Boy Racer. So, in a moment or two, I'll be speaking to Rachel Nyman, who runs Cherryade Records. We'll be talking about her Christmas compilation series, A Very Cherry Christmas, this year at its 9th volume. But first, I thought I'd play a track from last year's compilation, because I think there's still a few copies available. Most of the old releases have all completely sold out, but she did mention to me that there's a few copies of Volume 8 still available. So from last year's volume, Volume 8 of A Very Cherry Christmas, these are the Low Countries. It is countries, isn't it? Not counties. Yes. The Low Countries. And they've got a song dedicated to the wonders of the Carry On films. So this gives me a great opportunity to do my Frankie Howard impression. Here we go. Oh, don't, oh no, missus, oh no, nay, nay, and thrice, nay, oh, don't, oh, miss, oh. Get back to the day job, Gareth. These are the Low Countries with Carry On Christmas.
Bishop's coming now, he's made the choir boy sing. The time of year when he'll let them kiss his rings. Hark your bum, matron, your cheeks are all aglow. My nuts are roasting, pop one in and then swallow. Carry on Christmas, it's a Christmas, carry on. St. James in heaven, falling crackers all night long. Pluck my bird, Bishop, need stuffing with some meat. It's a lengthy sausage, you can slip it in a treat. hard shack, 'cause he knows that's what you like.
Oh.
Matron's going, it's been festive fun for all. Get your head down till the morning cock does call. Carry on Christmas, it's a Christmas. Carry on, St. James in heaven, falling crackers all night long. Carry on Christmas, it's a Christmas. Carry on, St. James in heaven, sacks are pushing, nights are long.
Well, Merry Christmas, it's Rachel Nyman from Cherry Egg Records.
Merry Christmas.
And we're recording this in glamorous Cardiff.
Yes, indeed.
You reside in Manchester now, I believe.
Yes, absolutely.
Originally from Lancaster.
Yeah. Well, no, originally from Blackpool.
Oh, okay.
Did an undergrad degree in Lancaster.
For the purposes of this, obviously you haven't come to Cardiff to see me. What are you doing in Cardiff?
I've had a date with Victoria Curran. No, I've been filming Only Connect at BBC Cardiff, home of Doctor Who, I believe.
Indeed.
Yes.
And obviously we can't say at the time they're recording how well you're doing, but no. When's it due to go on air?
We're not sure. Probably about March, I would have thought, next year.
Oh, so it's a little way off then.
Yeah, the current series is still showing, so there'll be a little break between that and the next series.
And no stranger to TV quizzes.
No.
For anyone not familiar, Rachel has appeared on Mastermind.
Yes, and University Challenge.
And University Challenge.
And I'll be recording Brain of Britain next week for Radio 4.
Do you have an addiction to quiz shows?
Yes.
intelligent quiz shows.
I've got a problem. I know I've got a problem. No. I love quizzes, yes. It's got a fairly recent addiction, but I quiz a couple of nights a week at least. We do our regular pub quiz, which is a very good pub quiz. But we also belong to a quiz league, an old man quiz league, which is good. We don't tend to do very well at the quiz league because there's a lot of questions about breweries and bridges and minor 1960s and 1970s miniseries, which is not our specialist area. We're the only people in the league under 40, I think. So,
presumably, if there was a Christmas quiz out there, you'd be first in line.
Ah, yes, indeed. getting to the important bits now. But of course, yes, it's because Christmas has been underway for a few weeks already. You know, in Cherry Egg Towers where we live, our Christmas trees have been up since November the 1st.
Since November the 1st.
Yeah. Yes, it's a Christmas tradition. You know, I don't put them up any earlier. That would be ridiculous. But November the 1st is. It's practically Christmas, so...
When people say, you know, putting them up too early is bad luck, have you experienced any particular bad luck when you've done it?
No.
No. So that's a myth?
Yes. I think that's a ridiculous myth. I think that's just put about by killjoys who don't like having lots of Christmas decorations around. I mean, we have some decorations up all year round. We've never had any trouble. I'm not sure how the bad luck would manifest itself. Someone being hit by a falling Christmas decoration, I'm not sure. So go ahead, if anyone's listening and they're being put off by putting their decorations up early, then I wouldn't worry about it. Nothing's happened to us yet.
So everybody probably knows Cherry Egg Records put out the first couple of albums by Lovely Eggs, amongst other releases. But yes. Every year you do a Christmas compilation.
Absolutely. It was the second ever thing we did. It was volume one of A Very Cherry Christmas. Only because I love Christmas and Christmas music, and I thought it'd be great I could get some bands that I like to record Christmas songs. So we started off with the first one, and it's carried on every year since. There's not been a year that we missed so far.
We're up to volume nine.
Volume
this year.
Nine, yes.
Did you ever foresee it being such a long?
No. I mean, because
are you trying to exceed now? That's what I call music. Is that the plan?
I'm not sure. We've got a long way to catch up.
I think it's volume 86.
Yes, and they cheat a bit by releasing a couple a year. I mean, we could release more Christmas albums, but sadly, people don't tend to have the appetite for Christmas albums in mid-May, which is sad. Because, you know, Christmas music isn't just for Christmas, it is for all year round.
I saw someone wearing a Slade T-shirt, and he said, Slade are not just for Christmas, they're for life.
Their only decent song was their Christmas song.
Oh,
so.
Wow. That's controversial. Let's not go there. So, Volume 9, which, blowing my own trumpet here, yes. I helped compile with you.
Indeed.
The reason being, what, you've been very busy with the university.
Yeah, that's it. And just, you know, I've not been too well this year, so it's just been a bit of a hectic year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was, obviously, you were the go-to person to ask when I wanted someone to help with the Radio Christmas 9, given that your Christmas music expertise is second to none.
It's the most useless talent to have, I must admit. I've got this vast collection of indie Christmas songs. You know, it doesn't really impress anyone down the pub.
It just, yeah. Oh, it should do. It's surely more impressive than anything else you could collect, you know. And one day, when people realise that no one else has been archiving indie Christmas songs, it'll be of great interest. And these will be the classics of the future. I firmly believe that. The indie Christmas songs of today will be the Slades and Cliff Richards of tomorrow.
So we'll talk now about Volume 9.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, so I contacted bands and artists to contribute tracks, and obviously you did yourself. We've kind of sort of done half and half, I guess.
Yes.
21 tracks on there.
Indeed.
Just tell us a few of the artists that are on there.
We've got some big names, Jesse Bessie and John Shuttleworth. Yes.
Now, we were talking about, obviously, a TV quiz person yourself.
Yes.
You were on Mastermind, and you did two specialist rounds.
Yes.
For those that don't know, you did Belle and Sebastian, and you did John Shuttleworth.
Yes, that was the first time right. Yes, yes, I did.
Did you get any feedback from either of them? Did you hear from them at all?
Yes. Well, I've spoke to a few members of Belle and Sebastian, and I've had an email from John, and from his sole agent,
Ken Worthington,
and various nice tweets from Mary and and Darren. I don't think Karen has a Twitter account. She must be the youngest member of the Shuttleworth family. You think she'd have a Twitter account? But the dog has one though, Kirsty. So yeah, I'm Yes, the support of the Shuttleworth family has been. It's very nice to hear they were so pleased. You know that someone was answering questions about their day to day lives.
So when you were doing, you took a role on Mastermind. They say, what do you want to do for your specialist subject? Was that the first thing that sprung to mind?
They turned down a lot of my. They didn't want me to do bear suit. Which is my first
considered
my
too
first
too obscure for BBC One.
Yeah, so but as I pointed out, they are the greatest band of all time, and that's not an opinion. I think that's a fact. They're definitely better than the Beatles, and I bet they'd let someone do the Beatles. Yes, they wouldn't let me do Bear Suit. They turned down a couple of other bands as well. Kinnicky were off the table as well, and they wouldn't let me do Riot Girl, but they let me do Ben Sebastian because they're quite famous. They didn't quibble with John Shuttleworth. They were quite happy about that. I just did the radio series, and there's a lot of those.
Well, I suppose probably a lot of Mastermind viewers also listen to Radio 4.
Indeed.
Yeah. John Shuttleworth, The Christmas Orphan, is a track that's on a very cherry Christmas
volume.
It's
a very moving tale, and it reminds us of to think of others at Christmas.
Did you shed a tear when you heard it?
Of course, yes. It's a very emotional piece of music. I believe Nick Park chose it as one of his Desert Island discs.
Really?
So, you know, it's nice to know the creator of Wallace and Gromit is so moved by by that particular song. Yes.
It's Christmas time. The village school lies empty, all covered in snow. But on the steps a little boy sits, he's got nowhere to go. His parents were overcome by fumes when fire swept through their home. Now he's a Christmas orphan, all alone. Christmas is a time for the family, but for an orphan, how can it be? You've got your presents around the Christmas tree. What's an orphan got? Just his memories.
Apart from John Shuttleworth, I think there's a lot of different songs, a lot of different genres taken in on the compilation. But the John Shuttleworth song stands out. There's nothing quite like that on the rest of the compilation. Lots of indie pop, lots of fun, positive Christmas songs. We don't refuse to allow people to send in songs about how much they hate Christmas. We want to facilitate people to express their feelings about Christmas in any way they want. And not everyone likes it. It's not a sentiment I understand, but...
There's probably more bands out there that are prepared to write an anti-Christmas song.
Well, indeed. And, you know, and some of them are very good, even if I don't, agree with the sentiment myself. But this year seems to be a lot of positive Christmas songs.
Hmm.
Even the Velodrome 2000 one. Christmas Sucks is not really an anti-Christmas song because
it
has a happy
itself.
Ending. Yeah. They realise that Christmas is actually quite good for lots of various reasons. We've been asked in the past if it's ironic, if we're doing the compilation ironically. There's nothing ironic about my love of Christmas. It's genuine and heartfelt. And
if I'm allowed to say it, though, yes. Rachel is Jewish.
That's
the only thing.
Yes.
Which I discovered later on, by about volume 5, I discovered you were Jewish.
Yes.
That matters. It doesn't matter at all.
I'm not religious, I was raised in a Jewish household, but my parents always did Christmas in a massive way, and still do. We always had all the trimmings, everything you could possibly imagine at Christmas. So just, if anything, we did it bigger than everyone else, so I don't think it's not like I'm interested in Christmas because it was sort of forbidden fruit when I was
right.
I think it's my I think the Christmases of my childhood are probably why I'm still so obsessed with Christmas.
But you haven't felt the urge to encourage any bands to record Hanukkah songs?
Not particularly. I feel kind of guilty, but I never know when Hanukkah is. So given my own lack of interest in Hanukkah, I can't expect other bands to be interested in it. You see, the Nativity story is great, a great tale. I mean, obviously I'm not religious, so I don't believe it doesn't have any spiritual significance to me, but it's a good story. Whereas the story of Hanukkah is considerably less impressive.
Hmm.
It basically boils down to some people getting stuck in a temple and discovering that the bit of oil they had actually lasted a bit longer than they thought it was going to, which isn't quite as impressive as the three wise men and the virgin birth and the shepherds and all that. But actually, yeah, as a quizzer, I should mention that the Bible never says there were three wise men. Some wise men. And they bought three gifts. But there might have been a lot of wise men, and they might have just have, you know, pulled their resources. Yes. Or there might have only been two, and they might have been being very generous. So this is just an interesting Christmas fact there for anyone.
Never knew that.
And they didn't come to the stable, of course. They didn't visit Jesus until he was about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months old or something. But, you know, it would be quite a long nativity play if they didn't condense all of this into half an hour, or however long nativity plays take.
Halloween is over, and you know what that means. Time to join the masses on every major high street, pushing through the Arndale, buy one get one free. That kind of Christmas just doesn't chime with me. I want a handmade Christmas time, with knitted jumpers and homemade mulled wine. Make me a Christmas card, don't send an SMS. Our independent Christmas is better than the rest. Snow is on the hilltops, ice is on the roads. Watching movies from the 80s and drinking lots of hot Vimto. You made the Christmas bunting that decorates the tree. I made a dozen mince pies and I'll make a pot of tea. I want a handmade Christmas time, with knitted jumpers and homemade mulled wine. Make me a Christmas card, don't send an SMS. Our independent Christmas is better than the rest. Alarm goes off at 6 a.m, the day has finally come. I made a scarf for my dad, I bought a painting for my mum. You don't need a tacky gift set, 3 for 2 at Boots. I bought something more personal and something that suits. I want a handmade Christmas tie, with knitted jumpers and homemade mulled wine. Make me a Christmas card, don't send an SMS. An independent Christmas is better than the rest.
So a very Cherry Christmas Volume 9.
Yes.
Available now for the website. You better do the plugs.
Oh, yes. It's cherryamusic.co.uk. I don't need to say the www's there.
Yeah, people know www.
Yes, that's it. Yes, and
so it's a mail order release.
Yes, because it's it's not easy to get tracks a long way before Christmas, so it's hard to get the CDs glass-mastered and into shops. But you can order it from us. Although I will say they do tend to sell out quite quick. So if you want a copy, go to the website. We still have a few copies of last year's left, I believe. So if you get there early, you can get one of those as well. Unfortunately, most of the early ones are out of print now.
Are you going to put them all out in a box set when you reach volume 10?
Well, I was thinking of this because there's some brilliant songs on the first 8 compilations. The second one in particular, which is the longest one we've ever done. It was 25 tracks and we had more that we couldn't fit on. I'd love to give that another release. It was a great compilation and I think it's been a bit lost in the sands of time. So see what happens next year. We should do something for the 10th anniversary. As far as I know, I don't think many other indie labels have managed to release this many volumes of a Christmas album or have been interested in releasing this many volumes. We were very inspired by the Fortuna Pop ones, but they only got to volume 2.
Mm.
And they were quite short as well. So
you've had no shortage of names in the past volumes.
Indeed.
Hello, Darling, Lovely Eggs.
Hello, Darling, Lovely Eggs, yeah.
There's two.
Yes.
Just trying to think of the little more established names. Those were two that came off the top of my head anyway.
Bobby McGee's, oh, mm-hmm. The School, mm-hmm. Shrag, sadly no longer with us, Shrag.
Mm. They did a brilliant version of Stop the Cover.
Yes, which is brilliant. And that's an anti-Christmas song, but it's still great.
And I don't remember the titles, but I don't remember the artists, rather, but I wrote an article for a magazine in Bristol called Venue, which the magazine doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately.
Oh.
I was writing a piece about your compilations, and what stuck out for me, I think, was a song called I'm Getting a Divorce for Christmas.
Oh, Paul Hawkins. Now, Paul Hawkins, not only was that a fantastic song, and he's a great guy, he's also won Pointless. He's also a quizzy, you see. He's another indie quizzer. He was on there with Tom from David Cronenberg's Wife. So you see that's Christmas quizzing and
we've
indie
come
pop
full
all
circle.
Connected. Yes, in one man. Yeah. They won a lot of money on Pointless, so there you go. But yeah, that was a great song. I love that one. It's quite a long song, but it's a classic. Yeah.
But that was I'm Getting a Divorce for Christmas, yes, and Murder Under the Mistletoe, I think. Those were the two song titles that stood out for me.
Ah, yes. We're not mentioning the rude one.
What was the rude one?
I don't know what to say.
On a podcast, yes, you can pretty much say what you like.
All right, so. Well, the Pocket Gods, who have been on more of the compilations than any other band, every one since Volume 2. They did a charming little ditty, I think it was on Volume 3 or maybe Volume 4, which was called Wanking for Christmas, which was just filth from beginning
to
end.
That song comes once a year.
So. Yes. Yeah, it's by far the filthiest track we've ever had on a very true Christmas. And as I say, we sometimes get people, you know, emailing and saying, oh, you know, we get a copy every year and our family listen to it over Christmas dinner, and I was hoping they weren't listening to that particular one. Because I think you might choke on your sprouts.
It's Christmas! It's Christmas! It's Christmas! It's Christmas! I want no turkey. I want no crackers. Just want to empty the knackers.
So I hope we get to Volume 10. We really should do. I think it'd be a poor show if we didn't.
You can't end a series on Volume 9.
No, that would be awful.
It has to, you know, if you don't carry it on after that, at least you have to have a Volume 10, I think.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. I think we have to have got to around 10. And yeah, maybe we will. Maybe we will try and repress, I'll say. But I don't know what my highlight is of all the CDs. I think I probably have my favourite volumes, but there's so many great songs, you know. And I still listen to them all every year. So, you know, there's so many of them I always have on my iPod and listen to all the time. Mm-hmm. So they do stand the test of time. I'm not just saying that.
I've often wondered if you had your own Christmas iPod, because I don't actually own an iPod, but I've got an MP3 player. And when I put Christmas songs on it, and you just put it on random, and then you forget.
Yes.
And then it's the middle of the summer, and suddenly a Christmas song comes on. It would make more sense to just buy a separate Christmas MP3 player, you know.
It would. I've got loads of Christmas songs on it, and Christmas radio shows. And so about half of it is Christmas. But I don't mind, you know, I'm quite happy to listen in any time of the year to them. You know, I've got so many of them that if I only listen to them in November and December, I'd never get through them all.
Mm.
No, see, yeah. you have to spread it out a bit. And sticking them on your MP3 player does mean that you can have a Christmas surprise whenever you want. I think a lot of people don't quite understand the obsession with Christmas. I think they quite like it, but in its place, you know. I'm one of the few people who's delighted when the supermarkets start stocking Christmas stuff in September, you know.
You don't mind walking in and hearing Cliff Richard blasting out?
No, the thing is, even terrible music is slightly better if it's about Christmas. you know, even bands and artists I would usually hate. If it's a Christmas song, I'm more likely to look favourably on it.
It's been said that Christmas is anything that you can kind of almost accept any genre.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's true. I mean, I don't enjoy the music of Cliff Richard, but I will listen to Mistletoe Wine. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily listen to it at home, but if it's on in a shop, you know, I'm quite happy to hear it.
The only thing I can't stand is there was a re-recording of Fairy Tale New York with Ronan Keating.
Yes, where they sanitise the... Yes, that's not very good.
And I'm pretty sure every year on the now what's what I call musics and all the general Christmas compilations, for whatever reason, they couldn't get the licensing for the Pogues version. They always stuck on the Ronan Keating version.
I'm sure there are some people that think it's better, though. I can't imagine who those people would be. But,
Boyzone fans.
Yes. It's like the Spice Girls cover of Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses, which was a travesty as well. Because that's a great Christmas song, you know. Mm. You see, the other thing is there's some good bands who perhaps wouldn't be known if it wasn't for their Christmas song, like the Waitresses. That's really their biggest song over here. I know I Know What Boys Like as well, which some people know, but everyone knows Christmas Wrapping. Well, everyone has heard Christmas Wrapping.
Yeah, there's no video for it. They never made a video.
No, well, I don't think it was a massive hit at the time. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that's been on every Christmas compilation since.
I still, to this day, don't know what they look like. I've never seen a picture of the Waitresses. I don't actually know. And their album, I think their album cover was just like a piece of tartan or something.
Beautiful. So, enigmatic Waitresses.
Waitresses, if you're out there, send me a picture. I'm intrigued to know.
I think, sadly, the lead singer's died. She died quite young, I think.
Really?
Yeah, which is really sad. Because they were a good band. Adam knows a lot about them, don't you?
One of my favourite bands.
Yes. but yeah, you know, if it weren't for that Christmas song, probably kept them in royalty. So a good band who, you know, probably made a living out of that one song.
Very true.
Like good old Joan and Louis. What would he have done without Stock of Cavalry? He wasn't going to make enough royalties out of yours for me in the kitchen at parties. So, yeah, you know, the Christmas song has kept a lot of people in work over the years as well.
Hey, that Cheshire dog comes on the Gogglebox every 5 minutes of every day. But at Christmas time, that's how I spend my time. That or planning my suicide. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough. Can you stop the revelry?
Bum 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 b
I'll just finally ask X Factor. The joy of the Christmas number one has diminished since X Factor. Obviously, there's been Rage Against the Machine. There's been alternative campaigns.
Yes.
That's what you have to do now, is a Facebook campaign to try and beat it. Obviously, last year, I think
that's
there was
true.
The... I can't remember, the Something Wives.
The Military Wives. I mean, that was the first...
But generally, there's been Facebook campaigns over the last few years to try and combat it.
That's true.
Do you think that has taken away any chance of Christmas magic?
The problem is they always get behind something rubbish. Also, before the Military Wives one last year, which had Christmas in the title, the last Christmas number one to have Christmas in the title was Band Aid 2. In 1989. So that is over 20 years without a Christmassy Christmas number one. And even, you know, even back in the day, there were quite a few in the 70s and one or two in the 80s. But generally, a lot of Christmas number ones have been terrible novelty songs that have had literally nothing to do with Christmas. You know, Mr. Blobby, Bob the Builder.
I think Benny Hill was a Christmas number
one. Yes, he was back in the 70s, yeah. Long Haired Lover from Liverpool. Little Jimmy Osmond. You know, so there's been a lot of absolutely horrible stuff at Christmas number one. So, I mean, I hate the X Factor and I think it's a terrible, pernicious force in modern culture. But I wouldn't necessarily ruin the Christmas number one because the Christmas number one is not nearly as festive as its name would suggest.
True.
So, I mean, you know, given that there were 20 years between the last song with Christmas in the title to get to number one and the most recent, shows you something, I think, about it. The other problem with Christmas is that people buy records who don't buy records the rest of the year round. So that's how you get things like Renny and Renato going to number one. And
Granny loves it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And so, like I say, I think we can blame Simon Cowell for loads of things, but I'm not necessarily sure we can blame him for the demise of the Christmas number one. Also, it would be really nice if one of these campaigns to get an alternative band to number one got behind a decent band who really needed the support and not Rage Against the Machine, who aren't that great, really. There's a load of better and more alternative bands who could have got to number one. I'm sure a lot of people disagree with you, but as I say, I think that the Christmas number one has been pretty dreadful for many years.
Well, in a parallel universe, something off A Very Cherry Christmas would be a number one.
That's what I hope for one day.
Hopefully it'll be number one of the Christmas indie chart. There isn't one, but we'll pretend there is.
There should be. Yeah, there clearly should be.
So Very Cherry Christmas, Volume 9 is out now. And good luck with Only Connect.
Thank you very much.
You did so well on Mastermind and University Challenge. And
thank you.
So I'm sure you don't need luck, but good luck.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind. And thanks for interviewing. And thanks again for being such a Christmas inspiration.
Well, I try my best. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Carbon.
And that concludes our selection of tunes from the Very Cherry Christmas compilation albums. Those are the 10p mixes with Christmas number one. And in a parallel universe, that would indeed be a Christmas number one. In a fragrant world where everyone wears flowery dresses, makes cake, and listens to Belle and Sebastian, that song would be number one. 10p mixes with Christmas number one. That was taken from a Very Cherry Christmas volume 5, which I would imagine by now is probably sold out. However, it is available as a download. That particular volume you can download. It's on iTunes and Amazon and eMusic and all the usual kind of places. So that's a Very Cherry Christmas Volume 5, available still as a download. Also from Volume 5, we had Shrag with their version of Jonah Louie's Stop the Cavalry called Stop the Revelry. Before that, we had Wanking for Christmas. Indeed, the song that comes once a year. Wanking for Christmas by the Pocket Gods. And that was from Volume 3 of A Very Cherry Christmas, which almost certainly is sold out now. Before that, we had David Leitch with Handmade Christmas, which you can find on this year's volume, Volume 9 of A Very Cherry Christmas. And also, that particular track is available from David's own site, davidleitch.bandcamp.com. And you get a little Christmas EP, and you get a hand-knitted sleeve. That's right, David knits the sleeves for the CDs. So you get this lovely woolen sleeve as well as the CD. Marvellous. davidleitch.bandcamp.com if you fancy getting yourself a knitted sleeve. But that particular track, as I say, is also available on Very Cherry Christmas, Handmade Christmas. And also from Volume 9 before that, we had Chalk and Numbers with Happiness This Time of Year. Chalk and Numbers, an American band I just stumbled across by accident one day, and on their Bandcamp page they had a Christmas song. I just sent them an email and said, would you mind if we use your track on the CD? And they said yes. What a wonderful thing. It was as easy as that. And right at the start, of course, we had, oh, Mrs. Oh, No, Don't. Oh, Carry On Christmas. Oh, Carry On Christmas by the Low Countries. And that was from last year's volume, Volume 8. So there we go, that's all the tracks you've heard, examples of some wonderful indie Christmas songs from the Very Cherry Christmas compilation series. And as I say, I mean, it's getting near Christmas now, it's probably a bit late to order, but you can go to the website cherryaidmusic.co.uk and you will find details of previous volumes there. I don't know how many are still available, but one or two probably are. Well, we've pretty much reached the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. I don't know how many people have listened to this one. The last one I did, which came out, well, last week, depends when you're listening to this, but the last one of these podcasts I did was with John Flansburgh from They Might Be Giants, and it proved to be the most popular edition of my podcast I've ever done. Currently, it's looking at 375 listeners, something like that. Whereas normally, you know, about 100 or 100 and something, you know, but yeah, that's pretty impressive and growing, so I would imagine it'll probably reach about 400 soon. I can't imagine this Christmas edition will have quite that many listeners, but you know, you live in hope, don't you? Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll just leave you with a couple more tunes, and the beauty of podcasts rather than real radio, I mean, God forbid anyone would actually let me loose on a real radio station, that's probably never going to happen, but in the world of real radio, there are obviously various guidelines and procedures you have to adhere to. So, you know, you can't have bad language. But with a podcast, you can pretty much do what you like, really. So with that in mind, I'm going to play two songs that would never, ever get played on the radio because they contain foul language. First up, it's the brand new Christmas single by Kate Nash. Now, you would think Kate Nash would release a song that would get some airplay. But no, she's got a filthy mouth. Her song is full of the F word. Not the title, though. The title is called I Hate You This Christmas. But, yeah, believe me, when you hear it, it's full of the F word. So the new single from Kate Nash, I Hate You This Christmas, taken from her new Christmas EP, which you can buy on iTunes and probably other places as well. And then we'll end with, well, I can't even say this word. I feel terrible to say this word. It's spelt with a K, not with a C, but it's the C word. So the C word and the gang. Okay, so Cunt and the Gang. All right, I've said it. Cunt and the Gang. And their lovely version, it's nothing to do with the Mariah Carey song. All I Want for Christmas Is You, brackets, to bring me off, close brackets. So we're back to wanking again, really. Yes, it's all come full circle. Oh, dear. Right, well, anyway, thank you very much for listening. Have yourselves a merry little Christmas. I'll be back next year at some point with another one of these podcasts. They're very, you know, very occasional. So, you know, don't set your watch by it. Don't write it on the calendar. There will be another one at some point, someday. It could be could be March, it could be June, who knows? I'm not very fast at making these things. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Enough rabbiting from me. Have a Merry Christmas, and here's Kate Nash and Cunt and the Gang. Thank you.
Got too drunk at the Christmas party. Puked on my dress, I guess I better leave. On the way home, I take a detour. I wanna see you, I wish I never saw. Get the key from under the mat. Trying to find the light, stumble around. I swear I heard a noise, what's that sound? Well, that's my best friend, and you're going down. It's Christmas once again, but you're fucking one of my friends. Well, I hope her candy come tastes better than mine. I love her warm weather. Yeah, it's Christmas once again, but you're fucking one of my friends. Well, I hope her candy come tastes better than mine. I love her warm weather. I hate her, I hate her, I hate you. This Christmas. Everyone's excited about going home, but I'm embarrassed to tell my mom. All the Christmas lights and the mistletoe are only making me feel more alone. All the state of kids are stoned on the hill, even goths are filled with goodwill. I head to the bar to see old faces. We're in old streets but new places. It's Christmas once again, but you're fucking one of my friends. Well, I hope her candy can't taste better than.
Worst way in your hand, 'cause all